Today we have the parable of the sower of the seed, and we even have the explanation that Jesus says to his disciples, the seed is the word of God, and God is the sower, but we are the helpers. We have kind words. We have the words of the gospel that can change the world. How important is a good word? There is once a salesman who was on the road. And every once in a while, we all have this feeling. We feel lonely for home. We feel lonely because it's just one of those days. So this man went into a diner. And as the waitress came over, he said, "Dear waitress, I would like a meatloaf and a kind word." So she took the order and she was about to walk away. And he said, "Please, please, I don't just need a meatloaf, but give me a kind word." And she said, "Don't eat the meatloaf." The kindest words can preach the gospel. The kindest demeanor can preach the gospel. And yes, truth can preach the gospel. But we have to be careful how we use the truth. A person can do something very, very bad, and we can attack them with our words. Or we can be sneaky and be gentle and cajole them and maybe even make them admit to themselves that they did something wrong. But in the Epistle of St. James, the main theme here today is your words are powerful. They are like the seeds, like I mentioned in the Ukrainian sermon. You can plant some flowers and trees, and the trees will outlive your life. And maybe after we are long gone, our children, grandchildren, our friends who outlive us will say, "Do you remember when Lucy said that to us? When Jim made mention of that? You know, I couldn't admit it then, but he was right. She was right." And they lived a good life. Our words have a very long lifespan. We like to say sometimes, "Let's just get over it." How about if we don't get over good words, good deeds, good thoughts, but we plant them deep in our heart and we say, "This makes sense. Let's make this grow." So Jesus, when he preached the gospel and he knew he was going to die for our salvation, he left his apostles to continue his work, to baptize so that we might preach. People often say, "Father, you say the prayer." And I love to say the prayer. But I tell the people, my job here is to make sure you do your job. You are baptized to be preachers of the gospel, to preach God's words in deed and in words that will outlive you. Never underestimate if you're a child in grammar school, high school, college, if you're an adult, if you're a grandparent. Often we say, "What can I do? I don't do anything." You can do wonders. Pray to God for wisdom so that the power he gave you to use words to change human hearts and to change lives might be used well. The sower of the seed is God. And God called each of us in baptism to help him and to continue the work to preach the gospel. So after we feed people, society wants to help everybody. But what do you give to someone after they're fed and after they're housed and they have everything they need to live? You have to give them a reason to live. And the gospel is one of the most beautiful reasons to live. For each other and for Christ, this brings us happiness because it connects us to the source of all life and goodness, God, and it shows us how we can love one another. And using your words well is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Ideas move history. Slava Isusu Christu.